Hi everybody, welcome to the Healing Meal. How are we all? Whew. Good, 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 good. Everybody's good. You're good, I'm good, we're all good in the hood. In the hood of our covering, Jesus Christ, you know? Oh, you know the guy that lives inside of your body? That guy, Jesus, the man under your skin. Did you know that's where he lives? He lives underneath your skin. You know, he's an angel. And he lives underneath your skin. That's why they want to kill you. Because you're Jesus. And you torment their lives with your glory light. You know what I mean? Those who like darkness, those who like lies and stealing and killing, those who worship Satan, those who worship darkness and live in a lie, the light destroys them. It torments them in their sleep. You're not to be mean. God doesn't do it to be mean. God does it to awaken you to say, come out of it, stop doing it, and be free and live in the light, in perfect liberty, right? I mean, you want to either live in the light or live in the darkness. There's only two. And God is good, and he created a good world for everybody to enjoy. And in love and, you know, in peace and, you know, all those fruits that the Holy Spirit give us when we are born again and saved inside of our bodies, that Jesus comes and lives inside of our bodies. And then we get the Holy Spirit. Every single Christian gets the Holy Spirit as a gift from God. You know what he says to the woman in the well? He said, the woman at the well came to the well to drink from Jacob's well. And what did he say? She said, well, our father said to worship on this hill, you know, and our fathers drew from this well. And he said, woman, if you're going to draw from that well, you're going to die. You need to draw from me. Draw from the anointing who will give you what? Living waters. And what's living waters going to do? It's going to give you the fountain of youth. What does that do? It restores your youth. It gives you eternal and effervescence. Eternal life. Living waters gives you eternal life. The fountain of youth. What do you think they're talking about when they talk about that? The fountain of youth. They didn't just pluck it out of the air. It's the Lord. Right? He says, you drink from these waters, the water of your father, and you will not live. You need to draw from me, and you live. And he didn't go around trying to heal the sick and prove himself to anybody, right? What he did is he could tell that she didn't know who he was. He said, woman, if you knew who I was, you would draw from me and extract from me the gift of God that I carry for your own life. Then you'll never drink from these waters again from your father. You will be empowered to walk in victory in the overcoming power of the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, and nothing will hold you captive ever again. Not your fathers, not your husbands, not your family. Nobody can hold you captive when you have the chief cornerstone, when you're built on that foundation. He is the solid rock, and he is the roots that go through your whole entire body. What do you think our veins look like roots for? What do you think the blood of Jesus is? Right? He went and he transcended and he transfigured, and he is the glory light. I am the light. Supernaturally came and became the light walking in a body, so you had something to look at. And you could realize and get from him the revelation in the living waters that gives you eternal lives. And it brings you into a marriage covenant with the Lord, and then you never again want for anything. You trust him. There is no fear. Right? He came as the perfect love, Perfect love casts out what? All fear, not just some of it. So now you walk in victory with his blood going through your veins. That's the only reason they want to kill you, because you torment the darkness inside of them. It's not the person that doesn't like you. It's what's in them that doesn't like you, right? He says it's not what goes into your body that defiles you. It's what comes out of your body that defiles you. Okay, so whatever they got into you, it's at the fall. So we all get a perfect choice. It's free will. Do we want to be a partaker of the kingdom of God or a partaker of the kingdom of darkness? It's a choice that you get to make. It's not forced upon you like a religious demon that tries to make you serve a God because he tells you to. He's not a control freak. He's all about freedom. Okay, and he gives you the freedom to choose whatever you want to do with this life. But he did come and say, if you want the best of the best, here it is. And I'm going to show you how it's done. And he came as the, he got the perfect destiny, right? He's the king of the entire universe. He doesn't care and nothing worries him. Do you think Jesus is worried about political correctness or what's going on here and there? He's the sovereign God. He's not troubled by your troubles. Your matters are nothing. He's up there. He has full spectrum of light. He has full identity. He knows everything and he sees everything. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. And that same power lives inside of you. He gave you the gift. So he says to the woman, draw from me and you will live. Draw from me, right? So draw from the anointed one. And who are these anointed ones? These are the Christians, right? The Christians are meant to be walking in the power of God. But none of this out external entertainment to keep you entertained and to keep you interested or to make it relevant for you, because it doesn't do anything. You're better off not having any of that stuff, so you actually go to the bottom of the pit and you realize that you actually need the Lord. And then you become dependent on him because he's all you've got. And that's when his mercy is poured out upon you, when you get the revelation and realize that you actually do need a savior. You know, there's no good just a little mouthy, yeah, I believe. This is a true literal walk in the anointing, right? And it sets you free. And it's the truth. Whether or not you like it or not, I'm not lying to you. I've got nothing better. You know, I've got, what else have I, why would I bother? This is the truth. And the truth will make you free, right? This is the truth. The truth is a person. And the truth will make you free if you receive it. And that's the free gift. And that's the free will. You get to choose what you want. Do you want freedom? Do you want to be made free? Then go and work, then come into the truth, receive the truth. And it's simple. It's by faith you receive the message, right? It's not forced upon you. It's not told if you don't worship this, you're going to get this and you're going to get that. There's none of that. It's just a free gift. Do you want it? Yes, I want to be made free. Perfect. Okay, now you're going to be made free. Jesus is in your heart. Now eat the word and grow up in the spirit. And that's it. You're an anointed one now. Walk out and do and walk out the anointing. And you'll learn to walk with the anointing. You'll learn to walk with the Lord, right? He's inside of your body and he'll take you to places and he'll teach you. He's like, the anointing is the teacher. Correct? The anointing is the teacher. So we draw from the anointing. And when you draw from the anointing, you receive the gift of the anointing. You receive the anointing as a gift. So out you go. Holy shivers. Oh my goodness, that just broke. Woo! Sorry about that. Let's just keep going. Happened there? Hold that for me. Sorry, we are recording and it's all just crashed. But that won't stop me, will it? Oh, because of those. my Jesus, that was not good. It's still recording. It's just a little bit of a problem, but that's okay. You get these things, these type of things happen. Okay, hold that. Sorry, everybody. Wow. Definitely Satan. Definitely Satan. Surely. Surely. Are we right? It's all good in the hood. No problem. We're back on. There was a slight little technical problem there. Like the whole thing crashed down. Loose! Alrighty. So Jesus is in your body. You're an anointed one. You're a believer, right? All believers are anointed to walk in the power of God. That's the gift. And so Jesus didn't go and try and, force anyone. What he said, when he got to the woman at the well, he said, he knew that she didn't know who he was. He said, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for living water. But obviously you don't know who I am, so I'm going to tell you who I am. And he didn't just say, I am God, worship me. He said, hey, I'm going to reveal myself to you, didn't he? And so he told her about her life. He knew her life, right? That was revealed. And he said, I know that you've had 5 husbands and the one you're living with now isn't your husband. And she was like, "Ooh, I perceive you're a prophet. Like, how else would you know that, right?" And so she believed, she realized, like, this guy's the real deal. Right? What have you got? Now she's willing to receive from him. Because she can tell that he's the real deal. And he didn't just reveal himself to anybody. He revealed himself to those who wanted to know, who didn't know him and thought they did. Those who didn't know him and they thought they did. Because she thought she knew who God was. Because she was drawing from this dry well. Right? And she says, oh, but my parents have told me that this is where I've got to drink from. And he says, no, they're wrong. Don't worry. If you knew who I was, you'd come straight to me. And I'm going to reveal it now because her heart, right? It's so good. He's so good. He'll reveal himself to anybody that wants to know the truth, you know, or who's caught up in a lie and needs the truth. So they can be made free. It's all about making people free. It's not about control systems or getting my church growing or, you know, having the best whatever or taking everybody's money. I mean, this is just about literally setting your spirit free so you know who you are. And then you're not trying to find pleasure and, entertainment in all other things. Because everything else you're looking to fulfill yourself is never going to fill you. The only thing that can fill you is the Spirit of God. And that's the only thing that ever gives any full satisfaction. And he knows that, right? So it's your identity. It's the deepness of your identity. The deepness and the roots of your identity. The roots of your identity is that a Christian is an anointed one, which is who you are. An anointed one. It doesn't matter what denomination, it doesn't matter anything. If you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, then you've received that truth, right? And now you're an anointed one. That's it. Everybody is an anointed one who believes, which is like what, two billion people in the world. 2 billion Christians in the world are anointed ones. Why aren't they walking in that power? They are walking in the power. They just don't have the revelation of it. So you need to eat the revelation. You need to eat teaching full of revelation that will reveal to you that anointing inside of you that gives you the power to express it on the outside, right? Oh, randara karasiandoro, viandoro karasiando. Shaka Jaga. You gotta be, It's nothing else is important. It's the it's all about the heart and who lives in it. And how much you yield to his spirit inside of you. He's literally in your body, right? So there's no sickness. I mean, if there's no sickness through your whole body. He awakens you, all blindness leaves, all deafness leaves, right? And he awakens you to the true living waters that will be flow out of your body. It's the truth. And you're completely made free to live in perfect liberty. Woo! Okay. Hang on. I can do that. Just heard another scripture in the spirit. So let's have a look. Alrighty. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for human desires, but rather for the will of God. I just heard that in the spirit. No, I didn't. I heard 2 Peter. That's a good verse too. All scripture is good. All scripture is profitable. Did you know that? Here it is. Though these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires, right? So it's, we're walking in this world and there's evil desires everywhere. How do you overcome them? How do you overcome the temptation and the power of the enemy? It's because of the promise of God that he's given you. The glory, the internal working of the anointing, you draw from that. And that's what gives you the power to overcome. It's not drawing from any other world, not drawing from any other fountain or anything else except the anointing, the glory, the living waters inside of your body. You draw from that well continuously. It's the gift of God. And that's what, and the promises, you've got the promise, right? What are these promises he's talking about? The promises of your inheritance, the promises of eternal life. You know, a lot of people will live out this life and they're trying to work out if I'm doing it right, and if I do it right enough, will I get the promises fulfilled, right? But he said your promises were fulfilled 2,000 years ago on the cross. He did it for you. You don't have to do it. They're already done. But now we now have access to those in this life right now. It's not for later. It's not for another time. It's to live it out now. In this life, in this vessel, walking the earth now with the promises. They're already gone. So now we just reach into that realm and we bring them in. We just walk in it by faith. You just say, you know, that's already been promised to me. I'm taking it. I'm walking in it. Everything's by faith. Your healing's already been paid for. So if you require healing in your body, you just haven't accepted the gift of it. You haven't received, you just haven't taken it, but it's there for you. Everything you require is there. And you just go grab it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And take it. Everything that you require. It's so easy. It's a simple gospel. We don't have to do anything. It's all done, completed. Now we just walk it. Thank you to the glory, the anointing, the anointed one that lives inside of our bodies. Whoa. So you grow up as a complete tree. All right, so there should be 2 billion trees on the earth who have the healings, to their leaves to heal the nations, right? Their leaves are the healings for the nations. So you cover the nations with your leaves. And who are the nations? People. Nations of people. I mean, it's all about fishing and souls and people. And I mean, the whole Bible said about 1,000 different ways just so it can get through to you. And he anoints people in all different personalities just so there's somebody there for you to draw from. Right? But then everybody wants to get all involved and say, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Well, he does it so that there's somebody there for you to draw from. There will always be an anointed one for you to draw from, one that you can relate to, one who you get, who you can draw from. You know, that's the goodness of God. He does that. He'll give you somebody in your life that you can draw from. You can draw the gift of God out of them, and that's an impartation. You get that impartation of righteousness by faith into your own life. It'll bring you healing. It will bring you into destiny. It will open doors that nobody else can open because it's the anointed one that does it. The anointing inside of your body now, because you're drawing from it. You're taking it into your own body, right? And it illuminates your life. Things change. Everything changes. Healing comes. Destiny unfolds. Blueprints open. Minds open. Awaken. So it's important to where you're drawing from. And he says no mixed waters, right? You can't have salty water and fresh water in the same cistern, right? And we're the salt and the light of the earth, it says in scripture, right? We're the salt and the light of the earth. And so the salt, you can't draw from both streams. No, you need just the one. You're drawing from the one, right? Get the impartation, the gift of God into your own life. And now what do you do with it? It's up to you what you do with it. Do you grow that impartation? I mean, if things start to get better and everything starts to awaken, keep going with it. Keep walking it. And he says, yes, troubles are going to come. Yes, trials are going to come. Yes, tribulations are going to come. If they hated me, if they killed me and persecuted me, they're going to do the same thing to you. Because as soon as you start to receive and draw from that and you receive that impartation of the anointing, everything wants to come and try to take that from you. Because it's the gift of God. It's the treasure. It's the inheritance. It's the only thing worth anything. It's the only thing that is eternal. The anointing. Nothing else is eternal. So what's going to happen? They're going to try and give you everything else and throw everything else at you to take your eyes off the only thing that will take you to where you need to go. Right? So you don't let any of that stop you. You keep your eyes, it says in Hebrews, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, right? So he gave you the gift of faith. It's a free impartation of faith. He already gave you the faith to believe, right? You don't have to do anything except receive it. Okay, eyes fixed on Jesus, which means I'm not looking to anyone else or to anything else. I'll keep my eyes, if your eye is single, your whole body is what? Filled with light. Because now I only keep my mind set on the one thing, the pilgrimage of the heart, the pilgrimage of the walk in the anointing. I walk now in the promise. I now walk in the inheritance. I now walk in the treasures and everything he's got for me. You know, for too long we live our lives living in poverty, fear, abuse, addictions, and all the other crap that comes from Satan and his angels to try to keep people in the fallen nature. Okay, he doesn't want anyone to partake in the divine nature because the divine nature is what sets you free. The divine nature is Jesus. He came as fully God, fully man, right? And he gave you his divinity. He is the Lord. He is God. Lord Yahweh. It says in all scripture, if you read the Aramaic translations, it says the Messiah is the Son of God. But it doesn't say that in the newer translations, okay? Because things get changed around. But the Aramaic, the original Aramaic translation says, Jesus the Messiah is the Son of God. And it calls him the Lord Yahweh. And that's the same name that he has in the Old Testament. When they spoke to Yahweh, Abba Father, right? It's the same. He came as the Lord himself and he did it. So he did it all. Nobody can boast. Nobody can say, oh, I've done anything to deserve it. I've done anything to help God out. He didn't get anybody's help. He did it from the beginning to the end, the Alpha, the Omega. He completed the entire thing. Right? And now he is the script writer. He is the one that sits there on the throne and we partake in the world he created. And he gave us the divine nature. His divine nature inside of us. And now we're fully human And we're fully God in our bodies because he gave it to us, right? And now we walk in it. We no longer are captive to sin. We're no longer captive to fear. We're no longer controlled by our evil desires or the evil nature or the fallen human nature. We walk in the light and the glory, which gives you supernatural power and virtue flows from your hem, from your garments. People are healed because you have the power inside of you and it pours out of your body. And people are set free. This is you. This is your destiny. That's who you are. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Okay, you're the kings and priests forever in the order of Melchizedek, it says. The whole body of Christ is the king. The entire humanity has already been purchased. There's not like, okay, you're this and you're that, and he chose different cultures and different people groups, right? Israel was the chosen covenant because it was in the center of the earth. Now we have a brand new covenant where the entire world becomes the spiritual Israel. The entire world, whoever receives the gift of God, which draws from the anointed one, whoever draws the gift of God out of the anointed one is a married covenant to God himself. It's the new covenant where you don't do anything to achieve it. You don't do anything to deserve it. You just receive it by faith and it makes you his son and daughter. It makes you the body of Christ, the literal body of Christ. What does that mean? It means that your body, your temple is now Jesus. So now you're a body part of Jesus. And you have an assignment, you have a mission, you have something to do. All of that is revealed to you because you've drawn from the anointing. Right? And it's a perfect destiny for your life. It's incredible. And we no longer have to live trying to figure it all out or trying to steal, kill, and destroy to make it all work. How long are you going to live that way? How long are you going to struggle with all your problems? Trying to overcome the problems yourself. I'm trying to quit drinking. I'm trying to quit drugs. I'm trying to quit my sexual immorality. I'm trying to, hold on to all the, lies that I've got going on in my life. And I'm trying to cover everything so I don't get in trouble. And so, so nothing gets revealed. And that stuff makes you sick. Okay, that all keeps you locked up inside of sin. And it's like, where do I go from here? Right? And intimidation and fear and all that rubbish that comes to try to keep you trapped. And he says, I am the truth and the truth will make you free. You don't have to work out how to get out of it all. You don't have to work out how to overcome it all. You just need to draw from the correct well so he can correct your entire life. Which means to make you free from that old life, the old nature, the old you. That's a literal old person, a different life that you no longer have to live or no longer live. That's gone and done with. You get a brand new life because God said, not because anybody else told you that you're allowed to. And you follow his commandments and his will. And you follow his light and the way he directs your life for your path, right? But you draw from the anointing. You can't draw from another world and expect to be made free. Because the truth is a person. You need to draw from the anointing and the anointing only. That's the whole point of it. Shaga. The literal temples of Jesus. That's what you are. Do you think there's any sickness or any problems in Jesus? Do you think Jesus has any problems? He doesn't have any problems whatsoever. Did you know that? He doesn't have any problems. There's not a drama at all in his life. Nothing phases him. He's not up there worried thinking, oh God, are they going to be all right down there today? Oh God, I hope everything's going to work out. How are they going to get through today? Maybe I need to go down there and just help them all. You know? He doesn't have any of those concerns. It says that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He entered the rest. You know? He doesn't have any problems. The only reason you've got problems is because you don't rest. The only reason you've got problems is because you're trying to fix everything and you make more problems. Every time you try to fix everything, it makes more problems. You need just to rest in the waters of God. Your whole body filled with water. That's what spirit is. Whew. Spirit. Spirit. The spirit of God. The breath of God. The Ruach. The Ruach HaKodesh is the spirit of God. Isn't it? And every single soul is not alive unless they have that spirit breathing in. The spirit is what? The breath of life, the air you breathe. Everybody receives it daily into their bodies. It goes into their bodies, and because they haven't surrendered all of their life, it shakes everything inside of their bodies because it's the light coming in. And they're like, why is my life so bad? He's like, well, just get all the darkness out and be, let the light fill you. And then you'll have no more problems. It'll be solved just like that. No more darkness, just light. It's not complicated. And then there's no more frustration, there's no more torment, there's no more problems. You just walk as a spiritual being on the earth and save the world like Jesus. It's true. It's true, that's it. Is that all we got, Lord? Whew, is that all we got? Is that all we got? Wow. So your roots go deep down into the Messiah, into Jesus himself. What does that mean? It means your heart roots, your whole body, your whole system, your whole life, everything, your whole, every thought. All your veins are like a root system, right? And they all what run through your heart, pumping the blood of Jesus right through your whole body. It's... Brasandara viandro siontro. Woo, shakaraka. Oh, Lord God. Totally set free by the anointing. Totally rooted in deep into his life. Into his heart. The heart of God. What does it do? It teaches you how to love. It opens your heart up to love. Draw from the waters of God and the love will pour out of your heart, right? The love will just take you into a love romance with the Lord. You will fall so much in love with God that, you know, you'll be literally married to him. You will be his wife, the bride of Christ, the bride. You will be his bride and his eyes will be affectionate towards you and he will love you and he will woo you and take care of you and give you everything you need, right? Fill you with his love, fill you with his mercy and his anointing, and he'll give you all everything he owns. What happens when you have a husband? You own all their stuff. That's what he does. He gives it all to you, provides for you, takes care of you like a true husband. He protects you, he tells you what you need to know. Directs you, feeds you, loves you, guides you. Roots you down and up into his heart chambers. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Borasia. So no more doing, no more trying. Just a complete dependency on him, isn't it, really? It's a complete dependency. You just have to trust him with everything. And no matter what he's asked you to do, you just do it out of obedience. You just do it because you trust him. You don't do it because you're scared. When you're scared of the, you don't want any of the darkness to come in. So you obey him perfectly because you want the perfect will for your life. Right? The full fortune from heaven poured over your soul. The wealth of the kingdom put into your bank account. Total inheritance. You know when you get an inheritance from your father? Right? Because he died? True. So when your father dies, he gives you an inheritance, right? So how do we have an inheritance in Christ if he's not the father? He's the everlasting father that came and became Jesus on the earth for you, right? And then the father dies, and then he gives you an inheritance. So he died the natural death here, and you receive an inheritance of the creator of the entire universe. It's a pretty good inheritance to receive, you know what I mean? Going to give you everything you need. Complete provision. Complete wisdom and intelligence and insight and understanding. These are the most important things, right? Because he builds you. He builds your house. He teaches you how to live by the anointing inside of you. You don't have to work anything out. He reveals it. It all comes through revelation. If you're not getting spiritual revelation, you don't listen to the anointing enough. You can't do it without spiritual revelation. It has to be spiritual revelation. And he builds you. Wisdom builds the house. Wisdom is an attribute of God, right? He is the wisdom. He is love. All these are attributes of God, right? And he gives you that divine nature, which means he gives you all the attributes of God. And they all grow in you, in your root system and in your garden and in your body. So you grow in wisdom, you grow in stature, you grow in love, you grow in all these things, which means you grow in the anointing. You know, you learn to walk in it. The more that you yield to him and you seek him, seek him, seek him, you want to know him, right? You serve him with everything and he grows up inside of you. And so you grow in all of these things along with him. You know, it's amazing. And so you get this inheritance from the creator of the universe. And he gives it. You don't just give, I don't know, like you give them when they're ready, when they're mature enough to steward it well. Okay? And the amazing thing with God is that he will give it to you as you are, as you mature, he releases more to you. Because now you're mature enough to walk in it. Or to steward it well. So he's amazing. He does everything perfectly because he's perfect. So it's all from that. Or from him inside of you. Not out there. In you. God in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory, it says. Christ inside of you. The hope of glory. Wisdom, understanding, everything. Love in you. In you. In you. God bless you guys. I'm going to go. Ooh, we have an amazing week ahead of us. Can't wait for Christmas. I just bless every one of you. I just pray that he would absolutely water your root system, that he would water your mind, that he would set you free, completely reveal the truth inside of your bodies, that you would know the Lord, that you would know the Lord, that you'd be in union with the Lord inside of your bodies, right? So there's no separation, there's no working it out, there's no trying to impress him, because he's directing your body. So now it's just like, woo, awaken to who's inside of you and get to know that inside of you. Get to know the one inside of you, right? By what? By just removing everything else and just resting in what he's already given you, which is the gift of God inside of you. Amen. Bless you guys, and I'll see you all next week.